But I hope you're tracking, because all that said, so Jesus' very brilliant point here, and really this is all just verse 5 for now, is he basically wants them to get thinking about that. He introduces the topic of forgiveness of sins, and that can seem like blasphemy to claim to do, since only God can do that, and yet it can seem like something that's just easy to say, right, without much proof. So that's where we are. And just think about it quickly. From the scribes' perspective then, they might have thought that therefore they've got Jesus in a bind. Because in their minds, first, they could be thinking, sure, he can say things like that to the paralytic, but he can't actually do it. And then second, they probably thought, and since he's lying, we know this, about having God-given abilities like that, surely God won't bless him and enable him to do anything to magnify his name. But all that's then why Jesus says what he says next in verse 6. And so I know we already read this, but with all that in mind, now look there again. We'll read verse 5 as well for context. Verses 5 and 6. For which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise and walk, but that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins? He said to the paralytic, rise, pick up your bed, and go home. And so hopefully now that makes a bit more sense. So Jesus sets all of that up. So they'd basically be thinking, you can't forgive sins. Sure, you might say that, but really only God can do that. So you're a blasphemer. God can't be on your side. God isn't on your side. But then Jesus responds with, well actually, no. And in fact, I've been orchestrating all this to show in physical form that I can forgive sins. You want me to prove it? And so he says to the paralytic, rise, pick up your bed, and go home. And then, just like with every miracle from chapter 8, so now in chapter 9, Jesus says that, and what happens? Well, just like the God who in Genesis 1 said, let there be light, and boom, there was light. So Jesus says, rise, pick up your bed, and go home. And boom, the paralyzed man does it. I mean, can you imagine? And in fact, Matthew decides to use two of the same verbs from Jesus' mouth to show what happened with the paralytic. It just happened like Jesus said. Jesus said, rise and go home. Verse 7, and he rose and went home. And so, church, Jesus accomplishes another amazing, loving, gracious miracle. But this time, he does so mainly to show an even greater specific reason, to show that he does have authority on earth to forgive sins.